Broskies, and welcome back to the Broskies Podcast. My name is, my name is Josiah, and this is my co-host,
Drew.
Do you know what I'm doing right now?
What are you doing?
I'm building a Lego set.
What you eating right now?
I'm building the Lego set. Hey, that's not what I said. I was not referencing a meme of being myself. Where's your shirt?
Because I just got out of the shower and I'm wearing a suit tonight because I'm going to this like formal thing. So stop, check me out right now. Check me out. I'm all pumped up.
Sheesh.
But I just have on the suit pants.
Suit pants, no shirt.
Pants, no shirt, man. Dude, I'm speckled right now, for real. I need to get tanned. I'm like, look at all the speckling. That's a birthmark. And those are like, moles.
Like oil, like hot oil.
Yeah. It was so annoying. I was at the gym. Somebody threw a bunch of hot oil on me. Then they came along with some feathers.
Dude, oh no.
Yeah, for real. Oh. I had to wash off. That's why I'm late. Because I got tired at the gym.
I'd be building Dom Toretto's. What even is it?
Okay.
I think it's a Mustang, right? I'm looking for it. It's a Charger. I'm stupid.
It's a Charger.
I'm dumb.
Dodge. Okay. Dodge Charger.
Weave.
Isn't that? No. It's the cops have Challengers, right? Like a bunch of police cars are Challengers.
Dude, I'm a known challenger of many cops.
Yeah, for real.
I'd be challenging them to catch these hands. I'd be challenging them to catch me, fool. Women do get wimpy. Sorry.
How long you been building?
Since we started the podcast.
Okay.
We got three pieces connected. We're fresh.
I hope by the end of the podcast we can get it all done.
Dude.
I've never actually fully in one sitting built a Lego set.
Really?
I always come back. I take multiple sessions.
I do that just because they're big. I don't think you have any like the big ones like I do.
Yeah. Like, you're probably right.
Your parents aren't as rich as mine, so. Your parents don't love you as much as mine do. So.
You know, you literally, like, unironically, you said, yeah, I don't think you have the big ones like I do.
Yeah, I don't think you have the big ones like I do. Actually, you don't have the big ones like I do, so your time difference is just from pure whack of skill.
No, what would you say, though? What's your, like, average? Okay,
dude,
maybe, like,
taking
average session time. Like, how long do you spend in a building session?
I mean, it just depends. I'll finish it. I'll typically always finish it, unless it's insane. Oh, really? But I like to take my time because I find it my favorite part is building it. So I take my sweet old time. I could be way faster, but I'd just be chilling, dude.
Yeah. No, that's fair.
Yeah, dude, I got this.
That does. I mean, dude, we were talking earlier about the tism. That's some. That's tism tendencies. You know what I mean?
I have.
It's my favorite part of building. It is my favorite part of building.
I do have Lego and like Marvel, Star Wars tism tendencies.
Yeah.
And I got chocolate milk. This is from a store. It's raw milk with chocolate, and it's in a glass bottle. Can't hear it.
Okay,
here.
Why? Okay, hold on. I'm really having a tough time here. I want to make you big. Why do I always forget how to? Yep. Never mind. I found it. Found it out.
Found women do get weary.
Oh.
I just touched you. I don't know why. I just touched you.
Dude,
call the police.
I'm so pale, dude. I'm gonna go to the tanning bed or something.
Dude, they don't want you there.
So gosh darn pale. Or just stand outside. I should just stand outside for a while.
Yeah, it's a known thing that people just stand outside for hours. You can't sit. Here's this piece.
Dude, I thought about, they have this thing in the Kubrick where it's literally light therapy. Like, you know, like, it's like seasonal
depression. Yeah, red light therapy.
Red light, green light sort of thing.
Red light. DaBaby. Let's go.
Yeah. But... Cash
out. How am I yelling? I don't need to yell. I can talk. I'm in my room alone building Legos, and I'm just yelling. I'm just yelling.
Dude, that's how...
I got the chocolate milk. I made a face. For those of you who can't see me right now, I made a face.
Well, I didn't understand what you were saying at all. Like, I think that's why you made the face, because you were speaking gibberish. Anyways, I feel awful when, like, sometimes I just be talking, and I just get, you know, I just get too loud, and they're like, be quiet. It hurts my feelings so bad.
No, it's tough to say that to you, though. Because people do, but like the thing is, you have to say it though. Like, you are loud, you get loud, and I wait as long as I can. Like, everyone waits as long as they can. No one wants to tell you you're too loud, but then it just gets to a point where you're like, dude, I can't. Like people,
yeah, like
too
I,
many times.
Because I get like for some reason like, and I don't even know what it is. Like, I think like I get louder. You know what I mean? Like, if you don't stop me, it's like it's like an atomic bomb. Like, it's like I'm a countdown until
you're a bomb. Yeah,
I'm a bomb.
I have a bomb.
Yeah, but
in my room right now.
But like, dude, no, it hurts my feelings, man. It hurts my feelings every time. Dude, last time I was at the dermatologist. Last time I was at the dermatologist, I was explaining like what my skincare routine, and I was just very frustrated because no one ever taught me how to take care of my skin. I wish someone would have taught me that. Like,
yeah, you're man. You have man skin.
I know, that's what I'm saying. But dude, no one ever taught me how to, specifically my face. Like, no one ever taught me how to like wash my face. No one ever told me how to do that.
Dude, I'd be going my butt to my face. I don't.
Exactly, like, dude. I'd be getting bacteria and all that stuff.
I mean, I'm just a corn fed boy. I just resiliate in freaking profit.
But like, I was trying to explain like how frustrated I was that like, what do I do? Like, I was trying to be like, what do I do? Please tell me what to do. And I guess I was way too loud. My mom turns to me and goes, Drew, quiet down. And I was like, oh, come on, mom. We're in front of people now. We're at the dermatologist.
Mom, we're at the dermatologist.
Mom, we're at the dermatologist. Don't say that to me right now.
I can be as loud as I want. I'm frustrated.
But no, I don't know what it is. Like, I need a little devil and angel on my shoulder. But all they say is louder or quieter.
Louder. Quieter.
Either one can say either thing. Like, they're both right.
They say like contradicting things. It's like really in your head.
Yeah.
You had to leave.
But yeah, it hurts my feelings, man. But I understand where you're coming from. Where somebody's got to say it.
Someone has to say it. And yeah. I'm gonna say it right now. Dom Toretto's too yellow. He doesn't look
Dom. I don't know. Is that the lake? Like, who it's made the Lego Legos, or is that
no?
That's the name of the manufacturer.
No, it's the name of this guy right here, the Lego figure that I have, Dom Toretto from Fast and Furious.
Oh,
Vin Diesel.
Oh, okay, does he look like Vin Diesel?
He's really yellow. You got that?
Yeah, he. No, he's tan.
No,
he's tan.
He's got a little bit
he
too much
be,
of a yellow.
He might
tan.
Be like. Yeah,
he doesn't have any legs. Very... He doesn't have any legs yet.
He's a stronger color than Vin Diesel is, I think. Vin Diesel's more pale. Vin Diesel's more like dim.
Vin Diesel needs to go to a tanning salon.
Yeah.
Vin Diesel's speckly.
Dude, who was the actor? Not Vin Diesel, but...
Paul Walker.
No, Bruce Willis.
Dang it.
Bruce
I really
Willis.
Tried to guess that.
Yeah, I know. Bruce, they're both bold. Bruce Willis, like, he's the dude who sold his AI rights. Like, they can, like, now make more movies with him as an AI, because I think he has like Parkinson's or something, so he can't really act anymore.
And we all,
yeah,
weak excuse.
Dude, Parkinson's is scary, dude. Mad scary.
Yeah. I mean, I don't.
Do you have anything to say? Sorry.
Well, I was just gonna say I like that show. I think it's a good show. I don't think it's that scary.
Parkinson's Recreation. It's just a bunch of guys going out to a park, yeah, and they are shaking.
Dude, I can't. Dom Crow doesn't have legs. Where the frick is his legs? The problem with this set, and I like it because everything's black, but also everything's black, and I cannot find a piece.
Yeah.
I'm also doing this at night.
Imagine if you did that with the lights off. Everything's black.
I never turn my lights off.
You never turn your lights off?
I've never turned a light off once. I walk around the world and I brighten it up.
Yeah.
Where is this guy's
I
legs?
I am though? The light of the world.
Oh, they're gray. Oh, I'm such a dunce. I've been looking for black this entire time. You're wearing gray pants.
But no, what was I thinking about? What was I thinking about? Do you think like...
What was I thinking about?
No, do you think like our generation, like I feel like older generations, they had to go through like polio and they had to go through like the AIDS virus. What's going to be our virus? Or like, but not COVID.
No. Okay.
What's going to like be our thing that like we have to, because COVID's like, kind of done, you know what I mean? It was like we had it for like a solid year, 2 years, but then we got over that. But AIDS, they were dealing with that for a while, man.
Does AIDS kill you? I have no clue.
AIDS used to kill you. Now, okay, it technically does kill you, but we're very like so good at slowing it down that it like it kills you right before you're about to die. You know what I mean? So that's how Magic Johnson
death. Did he die? Did Magic Johnson die?
Yeah, he died like this morning.
Shut up.
No. But he has AIDS. Like, the AIDS virus is in his body.
That's when everyone was like, okay, AIDS is cool, because a cool point guard black NBA player got it. And we were like, okay, AIDS is pretty sick.
Yeah, because we were like, the reason why it wasn't getting cured was like, dude, this like disease is so lame.
Yeah.
All the weird people are getting it.
Everyone thought it was just like a gay,
won MVP.
Dude. Everyone would thought it was just this like for disgusting people. And it's like, no. Magic Johnson has it too.
That's what you're like calling it? Disgusting people?
That's what they're saying.
You know, it mainly affected homosexuals.
Silence from the back of the room.
Yeah, I was going to say, I was like, Statement retracted.
No further statements.
But like, what's gonna you like? What's like when we're like 35? Like, what's gonna be the virus? Like, I feel like it's gonna be like an alien virus that like turns people into gerbils. Yeah, you know what I mean. Alien like, because we're gonna like we're all gonna live on Mars at that point, and there's gonna be this worm that gets inside your body, like it lives inside your body like a like ringworm, but then slowly from the inside out it turns you into a gerbil, I think.
Like a smorgas.
Yeah, that's what they I think that's what they'll call it probably.
Smorgas disease. Smorgensons. Smorgensons disease. Sorry, I won't make eye contact because one, you're through the phone, and two, I'm looking at my Legos.
Through the phone?
Yeah.
Through the phone. Kiss me through the phone.
So.
Nah, don't do that.
Okay.
Don't do that.
If you had to say. What would you say? We're waiting.
The world.
The world. The world is waiting. Waiting on our hands and knees. That's what I was saying. The world. Okay. Okay.
You asked me what I would like to conquer and
if
enslave,
you would like
right?
to, if you would eliminate one food group, what food group would you eliminate?
Vegetable.
That's an easy answer.
That's an easy one. That's unless like it's like fungi.
That's my favorite food group.
Really?
That's all I
eat. Portobello.
That's just what I am, man.
You kind of look like, yeah, I was like, you kind of look like a mushroom.
No, I'm a fun guy. Sorry. Really loud. Important stuff. Anyway.
Importance. Important. I'm just dealing with. You say stuff. Important stuff every once in a while to let your roommates know that that's what you're dealing with.
Yeah, dude. I know.
Maybe what's the most Loki? What's the most important thing you do like day to day? Because like
it's
Loki,
right, you're watching it, baby.
Like I don't know. Like I feel like you do like a lot of silly, goofy stuff day to day. Like most of your days are silly, goofy, you know.
How does that quantum?
Like, what do you mean?
I don't know. Like class, I guess. I mean, like.
Well, no, I'm just saying, like all your classes are like, sing. You know what I mean? Like you just go around all day and you're like, la, la.
Yeah. Well, that's what most, yeah, you're right. All my classes are mostly, like, just, I mean, we do have a class called just how to have fun. And
yeah, it's a have fun class.
It's a have fun class.
Yeah.
I'm the TA. no.
I grade the fun.
I'm a staunch grader. I am harsh. I'm harsh.
You better be having so much fun.
You better be having fun in there.
Yeah. In order to get an A in my class, you better be having a ball.
If you're not Winston's no, like, hell, you're getting out, I swear.
Yeah, dude, if one person frowns.
Dude.
If one person, you have a group project. If one person frowns, you fail. Fail the group project. It's a pass-fail group project.
Number of frowns turned upside down.
Yeah. Yeah. Whoever has the most friends wins. What do you drink? Is that chalky milk?
Oh, my word. We talked about this.
I wasn't listening, dude. I don't have a shirt on. What are you drinking?
Because,
gosh,
right
you
now.
Can't get enough of it.
I can't believe right now. I told you!
What is it?
It's chocolate milk.
Well, that's what I said, didn't I? Why are you being weird about it?
Because I said it a long time ago.
I know, and I was clarifying. And, dude, like, I was right as well. Don't be mad at me for being right.
That's crazy, dude. Like, saying it's just a clarifying question after just asking something so stupid. That teachers must feel, dude.
I was just, I do like, that's how I like preface anything. Like, oh, just clarifying, this is what you just said, just right? Because I didn't understand it. Like,
so just clarifying.
Just a clarifying question. Because I didn't understand any of that.
Is that what you did, like, working like a Dairy Queen?
Dude, low key, like, dude. I am terrible when anyone describes where something is to me. You know what I mean? Like somebody's like, go get the blank from the freezer, like specifically with Dairy Queen. Go get the chicken strips from the freezer.
Go get the flungus from the schmungle.
5 minutes to find those chicken strips. Like, dude, because they, and they're like, oh, they're like right below the blah, blah, blah. And like, I hear that. Maybe I take it too serious. I think I take my job too serious. I work too hard.
my problem is I have too much fun.
But, dude, it'll take me so long. That's how I felt. I was like, just a clarifying question. They are in the freezer, right?
Yeah, you come out after like 4 minutes. Just a clarifying question.
With the wrong box. That's the worst.
I've been doing that to my mom, dude. I feel bad after asking her like three times and she comes and gets it. Like, I'm just stupid. I apologize.
Well, maybe you shouldn't have organized your house in such a cryptic fashion. Like, for real. I need everything to be alphabetic and labeled.
Sorry, I can't find it. I looked at least once, and I didn't move a thing. And I just stared at it from like 14 feet away, and I was like, I can't see it.
Dude, there's no Dewey Decimal System. All that I learned in school is gone. There's no Dewey Decimal System.
That is all you learned in school.
Yeah.
Not that you didn't remember anything else. That's all they taught.
It was that, and it was I learned how to play Hungry Hungry Hippos on scooters. Well, on your stomach, you scooped it up with your shirt.
Oh. You speaking of, do you want to play it right now? Oh, we can't. You know why?
Why?
You're not wearing a shirt.
Oh yeah.
Just saying. Just bringing it up. Why is this dusty?
That's probably the main reason.
We could totally play it.
Dude, that would be crazy. Like, just it doesn't even have to be balls that we scoop up. It could be any object. Most objects scooped.
hungry children.
Yeah, hungry children. We're trying to
take who can lay on their stomach in the streets and take as many the most children.
Breaking news.
Hippos attack. Hippos attack. Hippos
dude, they will attack, man. They're ferocious. They're ferocious. They're ferocious. Ferocious.
They're Baroque era hippos. Yeah.
They have a lot of counterpuntal melodies.
That counterpoint is the basis of that.
Yeah.
There's a whole class here that literally is just called counterpoint. So a whole class for, I'm pretty sure, classical majors or composition majors that is just pure counterpoint.
Like, and just like analyzing?
Doo-doo. Analyzing counterpoint. Basically, just kind of learning more about it.
Yeah.
Try a little tender. Sorry. What else can we talk about? Because I'm not here. I'm doing Lego. I'm not here.
You are. Your brain is in the set. Dude, you are building.
I'm locked in.
Yeah. Actually, we really should have rescheduled the podcast. If I would have known you were building today.
Yeah. Yeah.
We could have rescheduled. It's
building day. It was on the calendar. It was on our shared Google calendar. Like
at your apartment, do you guys have like a calendar?
No.
Dude, I think I'm going to try and do that next year. Just like have a calendar.
Oh, like my apartment of four people.
Yeah. Like just because next year.
The entire place.
Yeah. Everyone's like, dude, I have an event now.
I can't. Oh, dude, it's Tammy's birthday.
Everybody's on the same Outlook schedule. Same Outlook calendar. Oh, shoot, I've got class. I've got class today.
I can't.
But, I feel like I'm going to do that. I feel like that would be good. Me and Ritesh having a calendar.
Ritesh.
I'm so excited to room with Ritesh. Ritesh is awesome.
Got a little backward hat. He looks like a little frat boy.
Yeah.
He's a frat dude.
He's a frat dude without being a frat dude.
He's a frat dude without being a frat dude.
I think he did finance? Almost. No, he is CS.
What's computer science?
Computer science, yeah.
Computer science.
Dude, when we went over to Bill's last night.
Huh?
Dude, baked potato night.
Baked potato night?
Dude, it was awesome. It was so genuinely the best meal I've had in, I guess, since spring break, because like I had like home cooked meals then, but like I never make
4 years.
Yeah. I never make like good stuff for myself at my apartment because I just don't. I don't. I guess. I don't take the good. I don't take the good with the bad.
Yep. Wait, what was the word I was looking for? I'm not going to take that with a, what is it, grain of salt?
Grain of salt, yeah.
I struggled.
That's a strange phrase, so no worries.
Shut up. That's not right.
No worries. I mean, hey.
No worries. Everybody. Did you say everybody, no worries? I'm too locked in, and I just can't.
Why do you not like no worries? No worries. Hey, no worries, man.
Oh, because I know I'm wrong. When you said that, I was like, no, I know I'm wrong, and you're pulling it. Because we've been
No, you actually are right. You actually are.
Am I?
Grain of salt. Yeah, grain of salt.
That was a grain of salt. Because typically, more lately, especially me, I'll say something stupid, and you'll be like, no, yeah, that's right.
No, grain of salt is right. It just took you a while to say it. That's what that's where the funny was for me.
That's where the funny was?
Yeah. I found it.
You're going to be graded on the funny. Yeah. Dude, I found when you tell people they found the funny in real life, they don't like that.
Dude, how much of a menace are you to, like, unfunny people?
Dude.
Yeah, I feel it like just you depends. Just... Well, like, you're just so, like, confident with yourself and your humor that you will just make people feel very uncomfortable in public.
It depends how much I care about, because I always care about people's comfortability, but like the second they're gonna be like just a bad human being or something like that, I'm just like, dude,
you switch on them.
I switch on them. My dunce. I am a freaking dunce. You were talking too much about the schmungus and I freaking messed up, dude. Yeah. Gosh dang it. This chocolate milk got me messed up.
Yeah, for real, dude. Chocolate off the schmungus.
What am I doing?
Dude, you were talking like straight face. Dude, you were talking about the schmungus and like messed me up.
What am I doing, dude? What's my life? When you talk about the schmungus and it goofed my
dude, what? I just like how like schmungus was not the important part of the sentence. You said schmungus and then just left. Schmungus, if anything, was like the fourth most important word in that sentence.
Dude, that's the way the schmungus crumbles, brother.
Yeah, schmungus.
I put it on the wrong. A whole new world.
Dude, this is, you know what? Like, as much as I want to be like, hey, like, Legos are tough, it's a picture.
Yeah, no, this one's all words. This one's in Braille.
Put this piece into this piece.
A28 into B604.
Yeah. Battleship. I sunk your battleship.
You sunk my Dom Toretto. Oh, you crashed your car into a pole.
Oh, you sunk my schmungus.
Flabbered my gasket.
Dude, I had to think about saying that so hard. Because I almost said shrunk your mungus or something. Mungus?
Dude.
You just got sus mungus.
You flabbered sus. My gas, dude. Where is this piece? Tell me. It's not in the itinerary. That's not the right word. I'm not good with words. I make up a lot of words. I don't make up a lot of words. I say the wrong word in a lot of different places. Are you speaking?
I was trying to. I didn't know when to fit in what I was gonna say, and I decided to just not go for it.
Dude, you need to stop me when I do that. You have to say something.
Well, dude, I mean, I'm trying to not interrupt people as much. I thought we talked about this.
Did we?
I think so.
What is a man?
What has he got?
What? What?
If not his bricks, then he has not.
Bricks, then he has not.
To be the one who truly builds.
Be the one who truly builds.
And then
that would, that line was cut out. Okay, I did that. I did that. No, I didn't. Did I do that? You're not the one. Well, you talk. You just make faces.
I was trying to make my neck as big as possible.
Why,
just look at me for a second. Turning red.
Dude.
The movie.
The best movie. There was a...
Period movie. Period piece.
Dude. A generational film.
Wasn't it that... That's what it's about, though. It's a, like, subtext for a period, right?
No.
I'm sorry for my our young viewers. I'm sorry.
That's what I think it is. Who told you that?
I saw a review.
I'm just kidding. It totally could be. Never seen it. Never thought about it more than 1 second.
It's called Turning Red.
Could be about pooping. Could be about...
Yeah, hemorrhoids.
Could be about
hemorrhoids. I learned what a hemorrhoid really was. Like, I was like, I know what they do.
Isn't it a blood vessel? Like, what is it really? Blood vessel?
Yeah, anus blood vessel, which is now
my band in high school.
Just another thing to look forward to.
Anus blood vessel?
Yeah, popping an anus blood vessel. Dude, and I like it was Yesha's birthday yesterday, and we had a like pregame for him on the on Thursday. And for some reason, yeah, we brought up hemorrhoids. And somebody was like telling me, and I was like, dude, just hearing about hemorrhoids made me like pucker up. You know what I mean? Made me like
pucker up. Pucker up, baby.
It made me like squeeze my cheeks because I'm like
ready for a kiss. It made me get ready to accept because, dude, the smooch.
Here I feel like, dude, I did not used to be maybe.
I feel like I was.
Too. I used to, I maybe not. But I used to be like, I used to think that I wasn't like queasy. Like I didn't, like, I hate hearing about broken bones.
Oh, dude, no, you are queasy, bro.
I am. I don't like it. I don't like it at all. It's just,
you can bring up stuff on your terms, but when someone else brings something up, like poop or something while you're like eating, you're like, not even poop, but like vomit. Okay. You're like, ugh.
No, but eating is a different thing. I think that's common. But just in general, like when somebody starts talking about like how they like broke their bone and how they're like, you know what I mean? Like their leg twisted in a crazy direction. That makes me uncomfortable. Absolutely.
Makes me uncomfortable. I don't think queasy. Dude, one thing.
It's not like queasy in the way that I'm like going to throw up or something. I'm just like, yeah, no, I don't like that.
Dude, I am freaking ironclad on like anything like queasy. Like I do not get, nothing grosses me out except, dude, freaking like gross toddler toys. Oh my lord. Oh my lord. I could punt somebody. I could kick a kid. Dude.
You sound like Big Tug.
Dude. Dude, that's what, dude, I've been watching so much of him.
I've been watching him too. I've been watching Big Doug.
You're so funny, dude.
You're so funny,
dude. Freaking no, but
dude, I feel that. I feel that.
And they hand it to you, and it's like freaking like, oh, it's just got like the like little crevices, or like, dude, just kind of babies. Dude, I love children so much. They're the best. But what the frick? Like the babies, dude. They got the little like congealed milk in their neck flaps. Oh. Dude, that stuff is disgusting. Like when they lift up their head,
Say that one more time.
Congealed milk flaps. I say flaps. No.
In their neck flaps.
In their neck flaps. Dude.
Dude, that's crazy.
I've watched it. My brother has raised four kids. And I have every single one of them. They got, because, you know, milk trickles down to your neck flaps as it all
does. And I just don't let it congeal. I just don't let it congeal.
The difference now is that we have control over our limbs. but anyways, yes,
Dude, I think that will be the breaking point for me. Like, when I eventually do shake my kid, like, shake my baby.
You just went underwater, dude. You're
underwater. Oh, I did. Come on for air, brother. Cut out.
Eventually shake my kid. I eventually put a freaking, like, gallon of water to its lips.
When I dunk him a couple times in the sink.
Me angrily shaking my baby.
Because I'm like, dude, you're so disgusting.
Stop that.
Stop being disgusting.
Be normal. Dude. Gosh.
Like, if I think I can handle the diapers, because you know that going in. I think I can handle some, like, spit up, you know what I mean? But
that's gross.
Yeah, spit up's nasty. But then it's going to be, when they just are trying to, like, I'm trying to feed them baby food and they get that all over, I'm going to be like, it's going to be tough for me, dude. It's going to be, and I wouldn't even say I have, like, anger issues, but, dude, I'm going to be darn close.
Dude, I'm telling
gonna,
you what.
I'm going to have them right here and I'm going to just, like, almost, you know what I mean? Just maybe, like, one. Maybe like one
quick shake. Dude, I'm telling you now, if my kid has a blowout diaper while he's laying on my lap, I'm going to be like Kirk Cousins in the fourth quarter. I've thrown him 85 yards. Dude, he's gone. He's gone. Get out of here.
How do you feel about who did the Commanders sign? The Commanders?
A bunch of people. The best one's Austin Eckler.
Yeah, that's what I saw.
Which is good.
Yeah, that's good.
But also, I kind of wanted to develop our the running backs that we have right now a little bit more.
Yeah, low key, like, your running backs were probably your best positions. You needed more wide receivers.
We did. And then we got we have so many. I couldn't keep track of it. We literally went from being like 4-13, and next year we'll probably be like 6-11. It's stupid.
Who's your starting court? Like, are you going to try and get one through
the
draft?
We're going to draft. It'll most likely be Drake May or the guy from LSU, Jaden Daniels or something like that.
Yeah.
Because the Bears just traded away. Why am I blanking on his name?
Justin Fields.
Justin Fields for absolutely nothing.
Yeah, like, what was that, dude? And then they also traded him. Where did they trade him to? Same place that Russell Wilson went.
Steelers? Yeah, he's going to be a backup for Steelers.
Yeah, why do they have, like, two, like, starting-level quarterbacks?
Yeah, I don't know where Kenny Pickett is. I didn't check that.
Yeah.
But, dude, literally they traded him for as much as we traded for Sam Howell. And Sam Howell was honestly – he got gypped there. That man died for us. Our freaking O-line is Swiss cheese, and dude got hit so many times. I'm sure he was dying at the end of the season. And then – and that was literally our O-line's fault. And then afterwards, we were like, you did bad, and so we threw him away. But anyways, enough of my rant.
I'm checking my phone right quick.
On the podcast?
Yeah, for real.
Just kidding. We do not have any standards.
Just kidding. Just kidding.
Just kidding. I got a tingle.
But, darn it.
I'm nasty, dude.
I want to shake you sometimes.
Dude, I hope only, like, boys listen to this. I don't want any girls hearing me.
Dude, please don't listen to a if
dude,
you're a girl.
Stop.
If you're a girl, keep swiping.
Keep swiping. This one's for the boys.
This one's for the boys.
How girls shake a baby. How boys
shake a baby. How boys shake a baby. Dude, no, I hope my wife is, like, the most patient person ever. I feel like I'm decently patient, but, dude.
She has to
I do. What?
she has to know your like she has to know that you'll say things like analytically at sometimes. Like sometimes you'll get stressed and you'll say something that like you don't mean it that way, but it sounds analytical and just like cold. And you're like, she's just gotta be patient with that.
What are you trying to say, dog? I don't know what
you're... I think I just said it.
I mean, I wanna agree with you, but
like
I don't understand. Was that like we don't have to get into it.
I think I said it right.
Well, like, I don't know what you're saying, though.
Okay. It's okay. We'll cross that bridge when it gets
there. You're saying, like... No, I want you to tell me my flaws.
Okay.
Tell me my flaws. No, you, please. Tell me my flaws. I'd love to hear you tell me that.
I'd love to hear right now, dude. Nothing I'd want more.
Yeah. Because you, I mean, you're a person who knows.
Yeah. You know flaws. You're perfect. Yeah, you would know. You know what to fix about me.
I'm glad you would say it.
Yeah, I know I was made wrong. So you. What should I fix?
You weren't. Wait. Were you an accident? I can't, like, I don't think so. Probably not.
I mean, like halfway in between.
Okay.
I wasn't like, whoa, there he is. Get him. Catch him. He's greased up. Get him. He's slipping out of our hands.
Whoa, there he is. Him. Somebody shake him.
Somebody shake him. He's getting away. Shake him.
Whoa, there he is. Whoa, there he is. Oh, here he comes. Like the stork that delivered you was like going like kind of fast. Here he comes.
They had to fair catch that puppy.
Yeah, for real. You went out of bounds. Dude, you bounced out of bounds.
I did. So that they just let me bounce, yeah.
Yeah, they let you bounce.
That's why I have big Lego sets.
Yeah. Bigger than yours. What? Bigger sets than you got.
Bigger sets than you got. Idiot.
I rep the set.
I rep the set. You looking unconfident. Right? Greatest rappers alive. Go. Nicki Minaj.
Greatest rapper. Yeah. Zalia.
Tom McDonald.
Ben Shapiro. Juice WRLD.
Jason Aldean.
Bjorn. Bjorn.
Kind of like the noise a dog makes. Are you saying?
Yeah, Bjork.
Bjork. I think it's Bjork. It's Bjork.
Yeah. Jason Aldean. That's a good one. John Party.
Jason Aldean did rap in a few of his songs.
Oh, really?
I said that. But it is funny. Okay, I didn't say that. It's funnier just not.
Dean Martin could spit.
Frederick Douglass.
Yeah. Dude, there are so many good ones.
A lot of heat.
Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Bader? Vadas?
Vader.
Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
Ginsburg.
Darth Vader. Darth Bader Ginsburg.
One and the same. James Earl Jones.
Ben James and Jerry.
Ben and Jerry. They were a rap group.
They were a rap group. Marky Mark and the Funky Bunch.
Yeah, Marky Mark.
Dude, I got a tinkle. What if... Here, come with me.
I mean, we could low-key, like, almost end.
No, come here. Shut up.
Okay. Me being kidnapped.
Me on my stomach okay. taking a bunch of babies in the streets.
Oh, I know what we're doing.
Yeah, you know, I don't want to put you, I almost put you like right on the edge of the toilet. And then wait,
I the wall. I thought you were putting me on the wall facing the toilet.
Well, I almost put you like right there. And then I was like, no, because I could hit that.
Yeah, you could hit that. A few miscalculations. Oh, he muted. Oh my word, this is disgusting, dude. Guys. Oh no! Oh, okay, it just fell over. I thought it fell into the toilet. But no, it just fell onto the seat. That actually scared me, man. I thought, or is it on the ground? It might be on the ground. I can't really tell based on where we're at. But, dude, I really thought he, like, pushed that thing into the toilet. That would have been funny. That would have been hilarious.
That's funny, too.
Dude, how close, like...
It fell down there.
Oh, okay.
That would have been so funny.
I thought, and you would have been peeing on me, which would have been crazy.
Dude, that would have been hilarious.
That would have been very funny.
Dude, what if it would have landed face
up
in the toilet? What if it would have landed face up in the toilet and you just watched me pee on you? Like, imagine describing that to the viewers.
Dude. Yeah, I would have. I should have done a play-by-play. Josiah's taking his penis out.
He did. Josiah's. He's taking his penis out.
The stream has started. Okay, well, we're probably gonna have to wrap up here in just a second because this will be a short one. This is our shortest one in like years.
That's okay.
Just because I have to get going. That is all right, dude.
You have to go kiss a boy.
I have to go. Yeah, oh, I can't believe I signed up for that. It's like it's for talent. Yeah, it was limited time. It was a limited time.
I'm a sucker for a deal.
Yeah, two for one. But no, so okay, last night I want more tank tops. Like I want more like wife beaters. And so I bought 12 wife beaters last night. They're more expensive than they should be, dude.
Dude, you're turning a new leaf, bro. You're now a wife beater, man.
Well, I just like to wear under stuff. It's so comfortable. It's absolutely so comfortable.
I used to do that too.
It makes me look bigger.
Yes, I used to do that too. But I love the way they look. But it doesn't cover my pits from like the shirts that like I should wear an undershirt under.
Mm-hmm.
And then like it gets like all like nasty. Like my pits get sweaty on that. That's fair.
That's
a wife beater does look dope as hell, especially when you have like your shirt open. But.
But so I'm gonna try, and those are supposed to, I ordered them on Amazon because that was the cheapest way to do it. Mm-hmm. But they're like 12 of them are like $40.
Whoa.
I literally, yeah, they are.
No, there's no
yes
way.
They are
not at Walmart, brother.
Yes they wait, no, sorry, did I get 24 of them? And yes, they are.
Yeah,
yes,
24 makes sense for 40.
No.
Oh, for 20 is great.
Even then, it's 6 for $18 at Walmart.
No, there's no shot.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is, Josiah. Just went to Walmart.
Okay. Maybe your Walmart's for stupid gullible people.
That's why I went online. It was better. It was a better deal. Because, okay, also... The plain white ones are cheaper. I don't like the plain white ones. I like the black ones.
Oh, you got black. That's different.
Yeah. I don't like the white ones.
Oh, yeah. The white. I was talking white ones.
I like the black ones because it's like, it's form fitting, but you're so quirky.
Oh, so is the white one.
I know, but
nothing is ever hidden on my face.
The white one is, it, I guess it doesn't like show the form well. You know what I mean? Like it, I think the black one.
Sorry.
No, but it the white one gets discolored. The white one gets discolored. You can see lint on it. Like you can see, like, you know what I mean?
Stop eating spaghetti in your wife beaters.
Yeah, I know. I shouldn't have done that eating competition.
Wear your bib. Wear your bib.
Dude, I should get a bib. That'd be so sick. Around. Carry around my bib. Yeah, hanky. Hanky panky. That's awesome.
This one goes on.
Do you actually do that? Do you actually do that?
No, this is my Schnup Doof. I used to blow my nose.
I know, but do you have one that you ever use for a bib?
I've never used one for a bib.
Not even when you're eating lobster?
Okay. That's it. We didn't bring up lobster.
I figured it was implied.
Cheddar Bay biscuit.
Lobster was implied.
Cheddar Bay biscuit.
Dude, I had some Texas Roadhouse rolls last, like, I had them in my fridge because I went to Texas Roadhouse last Friday and we got, like, a huge container of them. So, it was awesome. It was nice. And I still have the butter. I still have a lot of the butter. But I don't know what to use the butter on. Like, I guess I could do, like, toast. But, like, most of the stuff I eat is not, toast. Like, I don't want the cinnamon flavor on it.
I don't like cinnamon all that much.
Really?
I got chocolate milk on my instructions. I hate to say it. The cinnamon's not that good.
Mm.
Unless it's just mostly sugar, then it's okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Right. Well, how long have we been going? Let me see. We've been going since...
You have to be there at 6?
No, not really. Like, one of the guys is getting there at 6 to, like, try and see if he can get a practice room. We're doing a barbershop quartet thing, so we're practicing beforehand. We start at 7. That's when we start. We're actually, it's kind of funny, and this will, like, come out after we do it, but we're doing, a little bit at the beginning. We're doing we blow the pitch. Luckily the pitch is the exact same. Like we found an arrangement that has, or we just sort of transposed one arrangement to be at the same like starting pitch. So we blow an F sharp, and then the first time we do da 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 da.
Yeah.
We're gonna give you up. And then somebody's like, no guys, no. We wanted to do a serious song this year. And we're like, okay, okay. And then we blow the F sharp again, and then we start singing a serious song. So, I mean, maybe we don't blow the F sharp again because we just got the key center, but I don't know.
That's okay. Hey, it happens.
Yeah.
Blow it again. Blow that stuff again.
Blow it again, dude.
Blow that smoke up your butt. Quit blowing smoke up my ass. Sorry. I'm like a little soundboard. The chisel got me, brother.
So you were doing your own soundboard there. I want a little soundboard. I want a little soundboard, but I guess I'll have to do for now. Okay. I think that's a good solid 50-minute episode. That's exactly honestly. What the people want. That's exactly what the people want.
They click off after a 55.
Yeah. Sorry. Okay.
Okay.
You guys have a great rest of your day.
Okay.
I'm sure I'll talk to you later.
Okay.
Okay. Hey, be safe. I love you.
I love you too. Are you talking to the viewers? My bad if I'm okay.